on ikve nimayon. Everybody knows that where do you see the white again? From the roots. That's the raya again, that the hair you have grows out from the roots. The new hair that comes out is from the roots, from the portion near your skin. Therefore, even after you dye your hair, you know where to show the whiteness. The whiteness comes out from the hair that's near your skin. So that's the proof. It's not the pshat that the tip grows further. Because if it was the tips that are growing further, so at the end of the beard you should see the white. Not near your skin. Near your skin should always stay the darkened color. So since we see that the end of the beard always stays with the dye, it's only the new hair that grows near the skin, that's what sees the white. Shemamina milatachas ribi shemamina. Here is a good proof to say that the hair grows out from the skin, from the roots. So he says, ikve nimun, zikzikuna masamach lesanter, near lovan, your beard that's near your cheeks, near your santa, your jaw, that becomes white. Almo milatachas ribi. So when the wool grows on the animal, not the tip that you see white, but it's the wool near the skin. That's the proof that the hair grows from the skin, from the ikar. For the more salvi elhoda tanya, that's what we learned. Nozir shogachu listen. Nozir that the rabbis gave him a haircut. And these robbers, the listim, left over on this nozir, enough hair that he could bend it over the tip of the hair, would touch its roots, which we said it's 7 days worth of growth. So it says here, ain't a seifer. It says here, it's not seifer. He does not have to count over another 30 days. He could take a haircut the way he is right now. This is a brisa like this. So the question is why? If you want to tell me, Mulatachas ribui, that the way hair grows, it grows from its roots, it keeps on coming out new hair from the skin. Says so here that the listim gave you a haircut, and they only left over the last like 7 days worth, is lister. It should be saiser all the naziris, because there's no more hair left over that you had from the first day, you were makabal naziris. Like you were makabal naziris 20 days ago. So now the last 20 days of growth, as the pshat is, the hair that's near your skull is new hair that grew these last 20 days. So if the listen cuts off all that hair and only leaves over a little bit the last 7 days worth, so you only have hair from the last 7 days. But the hair that you had at the beginning of the Naziris 20 days ago is cut off. It's not here. So what does the Braisa say here? It's not Saisa. You don't have to start counting over your Naziris. You could take your haircut the way you are now. Why? Since there's no more hair left on your head from the original Kabbalah's Naziris, so then the halacha should be, you should have to have 30 days worth of hair. So what can you take? Why is it not say some? It should be say some. You have to start counting over again. So Marcel, I'll tell you this price is like this. Kegoin shel gilchuhu acham alois. I tell you this price is talking about a case where the listim, the rabbis, gave you a haircut after you finish the 30 days. Acham alois means you counted your 30 days of Naziris. And when you finish the 30 days, now the day you're supposed to start taking a haircut and start to bring your kabbonis. On the 31st day, that's when you first take a haircut and bring your kabbonis. So we're talking about now on the 31st day, that's when they gave you your haircut. Acham alois. And umani, who's this go like? Rabbi Elezer, he goes according to Rabbi Elezer Shita. The Yom of the Rabbi Elezer always says, Kol Acham Alois, after you finish counting 30 days already, is Zion Seifer. If you become Tomei then, even before you brought your Kabbonis, even before you ran your Naziris, Rabbi Elezer Shita is that once you finish counting 30 days, so whatever happens later can't affect you more than 7 days. 7 days. It's only Seifer Zion. And my time with Reb Lezer, what's Reb Lezer's time? Yalef tegalachas Torah mitegalachas Tumah. He learns out the haircut that a Nozer Tumah has to take, which is only after 7 days worth. So who are then a Nozer Torah also sometimes could have a haircut only of 7 days worth. Ma tegalachas Tumah Shiva, just like when it became Tumah, you take a haircut 7 days later, it's only 7 days worth of growth. Is after Galachas Torah, Shiva. Sometimes at Nazir's Torah also, it's enough if you take his haircut after 7 days. Where's the case? That if you first counted your 30 days, and after you counted your 30 days before you brought your kabbonis, then the listing gave you a haircut. So then all you have to do is just wait 7 days. So over here that the listing left over enough hair on your head that you could bend it over the hair that the tip will touch the roots, we said that's the shear that it grows for 7 days. So you have on your head enough hair that grew for 7 days. So that's why here it's not seifer. That's only according to Reb Lezer. And the Kimlu Rabbanan, the Rabbanan know, this is a fact, that Kol Zayin Yoimin, all 7 days worth growth of hair, Asiya Mizaya, you know how long your hair grows in 7 days? Kidei Lochof Reisha Likroi. It'll be long enough now, that this hair will be long enough, you'll be able to bend over the hair, that the tip of the hair will touch the roots. So Kitsa, this Bryson that says, if the listum left over this amount of hair, it's not soisy, you can take your haircut now, goes according to Reb Lezer. The according to Reb Lezer, after Malais, you don't have to have more than 7 days worth. So Tosfos like this, and it's not the 31st day, Tosfos the Grand Shagachu Acha Malais, means B'yom Lamed, on the 30th day itself. Acha Malais means, like you count the 30 days, on the 30th day itself. So if on the 30th day, they gave you a haircut, so now all you have to have is just hair that's long enough for 7 days. Umani Reb Lezehi, the Yom HaKol Acha Malois Zayin Soyser. In Nitma, if you become tummy on the 30th day, you only have to wait 7 days till the Yazeh Gimel Zayin. Techenim Yuchu B'yayim Lamed. If they'll give you a hick on the 30th day, Soyser Zayin, that's all it means. You can't take a hick now, L'shei Mitzvahs Nazir, unless you wait 7 days. So over here that the listum left over enough hair on your head, 7 days worth of hair, that's enough for the tekalachas, according to Reb Lezer. But in the Chanami, according to the Rabbanan Shita, that wouldn't be. According to the Rabbanan Shita, Kolzeman, you didn't finish in Nazirus, if they give you a haircut, Shleik Yadin, then the Lacha is you can't take your next haircut, L'shem Nazirus, until you let your hair grow for 30 days. So then it would be Seiser 30 days. Because we are by the hold that the hair grows out from the roots. And therefore, if they cut your hair off later, the original hair is not here anymore. Since the original hair is not here, you'd have to start over again another 30 days. Then the Mishnah says, Nozer Shegileach, and Nozer takes the haircut, Bein Betar, whether it's with a razor, Bein Bezug, whether it's a tweezer, or Sheshifsa, for any type of pulling or trimming your hair, Kol Shuchayiv. Any small amount of hair that a nazir takes out of his head when he's a nazir, that stays over the saver of the lav. And the issue is only on the hair of your head. The other hair of your body, it's muta. It's only the hair of the head that there's an issue for nazir to cut off. Tana Rabbanan. If we learn the price like this, the pasuk says, tar. You can't use a tar or razor on your head. Is only yellow tar. L'chur, we only know that a nazir is over the avera if he uses a razor. Tolash, how do we know if he pulls it out? Or else Merit, if he uses a tweezer to pull it out. Or Sif, or else he trims it. Kolshu, how do we know like any type of cutting off your hair? Or Nazir is over the Avera? Talmud Leimah, the Pasuk says, Minayin, how do we know? Talmud Leimah, the Pasuk says, Kodosh Yiyah, he should be Kodosh or Nazir. Gadel Tera, Saroshoi, he should let his hair grow long. So this is the mitzvah sasei to let your hair grow long. So any type of cutting off your hair, you're over the saveira of gadol pera. You're not letting your hair grow long. So the verse says, "Dibur Rabbi Yashia." This is Rabbi Yashia Shita. So Tosfos explains like this. Tosfos explains that if you cut the hair off with the tar, with a razor, or anything main tar, means any close cutting. You cut as close as the razor does, even if it's with the scissors or with the shaver. You're also over the lav of tar layavra roshay. Just if you cut off your hair, that you don't cut it off by the ikka, by the roots, just like you take a regular scissors and cut off, then you're only over the isarasei of kodeshiyah gadol pera. So there's a mitzvah says to let the hair grow. any type of cutting or trimming you're over the Sarasei. But if you cut it so close, like a tar, like a razor, then even over the lav. This is Rabbi Yashi's pshat. Rabbi Yonasan says, no, the pasuk says, tar, only a razor. So he learns, ein li yele tar. I only know it's also if you use a razor. Meirut. How do I know if you stam, take the tweezers and pull out the hair? Tolash, or you pull it out with your hands. A sister kolshu. Any type of a trimming of the hair, potter, he learns your potter. There's not even an isser asay according to Rabbi Yonasan. This potter has the only usser, it's only averis if you use a tar or maybe mein tar, something that cuts it off very close to the root. But anything longer than that, there's not even an avera. For the Gemara, why Ivor Aksiv, the pasuk says kodosh yia, so it says what is mitzvah esay to let it grow long. Lameimra comes to teach us, this is the Teretz, that Rabbi Yonasan learns, Lameimra, the Pasuk comes to teach us, the Yimgilach Le Betar, Korma Le B'yesei V'loisesei. Rabbi Yonasan holds, that the Aver is only with the Tar, but when you use the Tar, when you use a razor, then you're over two things, the Yisra Asei, and the Loisesei. And the Mora says, Tan Yidach, another Brisa says like this, that Tar, the Pasuk says Tar, is a liyelitar. I only know it's also not there if you use a razor. Tolash, if you pull out the hair, merut, you like tweeze it out. Sister, if you trim it kosher, minayin, I don't know any type of cutting of the hair, it's also. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, lo yavra roishoi. It says in the same pasuk of tar, lo yavra roishoi. Mashme, any type of a going over your head, any type of the cutting off, it's an avera, it's part of this lav. So Gemara asks, according to this man, Yom, it's a lav involved, so Meyachesh Yosefino L'Rab is called over. Since from this pasuk of Tar Lo Yavar Aroshoi, it's coming to include any type of cutting off, not only a razor. If so, Ma Tam Loi Metar? Why does the pasuk say Tar Lo Yavar Aroshoi? It shouldn't have said the word Tar, it doesn't have to say the word Tar. It's telling you coming to include any type of cutting. You can't take any type of a scissors, any type of a cutting over your head. So any type of cutting you hear, you're over the Avera. For the Gemara, Meyachash as a Siv, and you're over a lava, according to this man, the Yoma. You're over the lava, the Chur of Tar, Le Yavar, Aroshoi. You're over a lava. So the Gemara asks, according to this man, the Yoma, O Meyachash as a Fina, the Rabba is called over. Since we're going to come out from the Pasuk, Le Yavar, to include any type of cutting you hear, any type of cutting you hear, you're over the Avera, since so, why does the pasuk have to say tar? Don't use a razor over your head. Once you're telling me that lo yavar aroshoi comes to include any type of a cutting off, so why does the pasuk have to say a tar, a razor altogether? Don't say the word tar at all. All right, turn over. Yomiyachas Vinu L'Rabba is called over Matam Loi Matar Lo Yavar Aroshoi. So Gemara says Lefi Shlo Lo Madnu L'Tegalachas Achreino Shiei Betar. Because we do not know the mitzvah that a nazir, after he gets finished counting his naziris, then there's a mitzvah Tegalachas. There's a mitzvah then to cut off his hair. That mitzvah, how do we have to do it? How does he have to cut off his hair? The Torah doesn't say clearly there, because if you have to use a razor or a scissors, the Torah doesn't say, it just says to Galachas, he has to take a haircut. We don't know how. So therefore, the Pasuk says extra here, the word tar, to teach us that the last haircut the Nazir takes, like when he finishes his Naziris, should be done with the tar. That's what here it says, tar la yavra roshay. Comes to teach, like extra here, since we don't need it over here, it comes to teach us that the last haircut has to be done with a razor. Yeah. It must be said now. If you want to learn it out from mitzvahs mitzvah, just like a mitzvah has to use a razor, maybe a nazar also, the Gemara says no, and so I can't learn out the nazar from a